every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, it's that time again. Yes, it is. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll definitely prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, America Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio station, including KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada, and WGCH in Connecticut and New York, and KJBA in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah, and Art Source with us, place kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. Laura Snow, protester with us, and she'll be mentioning a lot of things, I think, right here on Sports Overnight America. Our guest, Dan Schlossberg, knows more about baseball than almost anybody. He's written like 40 baseball books, and he'll be with us, and we'll play some Barron sports trivia. But right now, you know, when you do a show, you try to think of what should be the number one issue, the big story in sports. If I said to you on Thursday, Clayton Kershaw retires after 18 fine seasons with the Dodgers, if you're in L.A., it's a big story. If you're somewhere else, it's an okay. It's a sidebar. It's a major story. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think a first ballot Hall of Famer. But why it's a big story, let me tell you why it's a big story. If you think about it logically here, puts Dave Roberts in a big, bad, beautiful situation. And I'll tell you why. Obviously, the Dodgers have six starters. Clayton's one of them, but he's not one of the top four. So now what does Roberts do in the playoffs? Let's say you need three starters. Well, Clayton can't start. If four and you don't start Clayton, Roberts is going to get hit in the head for being a heel, not giving Clayton Kershaw one last shot before he retires. That's just my thought. But I don't think you can, if you're a Dodger fan, logically, you can't start him ahead of most of the other starters. You can't start him ahead of Yamamoto or Glasnow or Snell. You just can't, bottom line. And Sheahan, you can make a case, but bottom line. And, of course, Ohtani, you know, might play right field and relief, so might not be a starter. But I don't think you can start Kershaw. Your thoughts? SportsFredAO.com, SportsFredAO.com. Of course, on Thursday Night Football, Miami played well against the Bills. They covered the spread, but is that enough to save Josh McDaniels' job? Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think they're going to fire him this week. Next Monday, they have the Jets. If they lose to the Jets, I think he's gone. Your comments, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Back with more right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, Laura Snoke, Art Source, and later Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible. And 6 months ago, he also edited the Here's the Pitch 2025. You can pick up both books, amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, Art, I open the show. I think that Mr. Kershaw, Clayton, should have waited on his retirement call for the obvious reason it puts manager Dave Roberts in a horrible spot. If he uses them, people are going to say, and he gets bombed, people are going to say you shouldn't have used them. If you don't use them, well, you didn't show the respect that you needed to show to Clayton Kershaw. Art, you've been around the game a long time. Your comments.
I'm a huge Clayton Kershaw fan, 11-time All-Star. I mean, he's just been everything other than Koufax. I mean, he might be the best pitcher in Dodger history. The guy's been everything. He actually stepped up this year when a lot of people thought he was done, and he did very, very well while, you know, the Dodgers had some problems with their starting rotation. I think it's a great problem to have because Clayton Kershaw is a class act. He can get guys out. He's been in the playoffs. I think he's a great role model for the younger guys. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a Blake Snell fan. And, you know, I know he pitched really great his last time out, and he has all the stuff in the world. But, I mean, I look at Yoshi Yamamoto. I look at Glasnow. I look at Ohtani. I look at Clayton Kershaw. And I think the Dodgers are actually, with Mookie Betts coming back right now, the way he's been playing lately, I think they have a real good chance of being healthy at the right time, early October. And I just hope, you know, maybe it's going to be better that they don't get this week off. I think it might be better that they get in there and play, no matter who they play against, and stay fresh, because I firmly believe that a baseball team offensively, unless they get to, you know, face live major league hitting, I think it's a detriment, and I think they actually hurt the best two teams in each league by giving them buys.
Laura, you're a big Clayton Kershaw fan. Did he make a mistake? Should he have waited until the season's over to announce his retirement? What do you think?
I wasn't surprised by the announcement. I don't think a lot of people were surprised by it. Dave Roberts has never been known to ignore sentimentality.
Right.
So, even to the detriment of sometimes, in my view, of the team. Although he does, he doesn't have a problem pulling pitchers. when they're pitching a no hitter, I think Clayton Kershaw deserves to be on the postseason roster, and I think maybe he'll split games with Sheehan because Sheehan is kind of. I don't know what his longevity is. I mean, he hasn't really gone much past, I don't think, six innings. I mean, he tends to break down in later innings. Was he around last year? I can't remember.
And you know what else? A left-handed arm is always valuable in any situation.
And Kershaw's a very wily pitcher. I mean, he's figured out how to deal with his limitations and figure out a new way of pitching and you know, he's still got that monster curveball. You know, maybe he can't throw 98 miles an hour anymore, but he's still got that monster curveball. So, I think all's good right now in Dodger land. I think we're doing really well. I think we need to get Will Smith healthy with that hand contusion. And, you know, I think we're off to the races.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I disagree with you on this fact. Clayton is liable to give up four runs in one inning because they hit him. If Blake Snell goes wild, yeah, he can give up some runs. If Glasnow goes wild, yeah, he can give up some runs. But between the three of them, I don't think there's any question who can be more dominant. And the Dodger offense certainly is top-notch on some days, and it disappears on others. They're going to have to win some 2-1 games and 1-0 games. And so what I'm saying is if he gets up four runs in one inning, they could be dead in that game. Laurie, your comments.
But don't you think it's between, I mean, I think Snell and Glasnow and, of course, Yoshimoto, I mean, they're guaranteed to be, you know, starters. So I think it's really between, I don't know what they're going to do with Ohtani. I mean, there's all kinds of.
They're talking about using him as a starter, potentially.
And they're also talking about using him out of the bullpen. Well, and I don't
what
know.
A what a closer he would be, huh?
I mean, there's some weird rules about, you know, the postseason rosters, which I'm sure you guys know more than I do about how many pitchers and how many hitters and how they're going to put, you know, what do they do with a two-way player? I mean, they really don't know, you know, how to categorize.
The rules are if he doesn't start the game on the mound, he comes in as a reliever and then they take him out. He has to stay in the game in another position. And somebody else becomes the
DA. Can play first base or he could play right field or.
Right. That has to be the case.
Wow.
When healthy, I'm sure he's a fine athlete, one of the best athletes you're going to find in the history of baseball. But having not played right field in a long time or first base, I don't know, ever, I think that could be a problem. But, folks, what do you say? Do you think the Dodgers are in a mess with Kershaw announcing his retirement or not? I just think, and again, Laura hit the target. I mean, Dave Roberts shows sentiment sometimes. Like, he let him in there to get that 3,000 strikeout on that night when everybody was at Dodger Stadium. So that's proven again that he does that. But could that fact cost the Dodgers in the playoffs? You could email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Sticking to baseball now, 305, Trey Turner, leading the National League in hitting. He's out for the rest of the season. That would be the lowest mark that wins since, I think, 1968 with Yaz in the American League. So, Laura, what do you think? Trey Turner, 305, what's going on as far as average in baseball, batting average in baseball?
The pitching's just too good. And as I said before, we need aluminum bats.
Oh, God.
Art, what do you think? Torpedo bats more?
I'm only in here for humor, you guys.
I got to tell you, this would have been a historical year had he not gotten hurt, because I really don't think he would have hit 300, and it'd be the first time in Major League history that one league had nobody that hit over 300. And, I mean, you saw how close Yaz was down to 301 in 68. I just think, you know, we've been talking about pitchers, right? These guys go full speed for five innings. Then you got guys that come in that are their job is to get through one inning. I mean, you're not facing, you know, and I'm not saying that Gibson and Warren Spahn and all those guys weren't the greatest pitchers of all time, but I think the quality of pitchers depth wise in baseball with the fact they throw as hard as they do has really led to where we are. And I mean, to see a guy like Cal Raleigh have the year he's having, you look at the American League, who would have thought Joe Adell of the of the Angels would have 36 home runs, or even worse than that. I mean, I'm looking at the one kid, the Caminero for Tampa Bay. He's got 44 home runs. I watched him in the All-Star game. Who knows who Caminero is? Nobody's written about him. This kid's got a great future. I mean, the ball just rockets off his bat. There's a lot of young players that are playing great. You look at the kid for Cleveland, Kwan, in left field. What a great athlete. Runs down fly balls. I mean, it's crazy watching the talent that's actually out there right now.
What about the big Amish in Sacramento? Is he unbelievable or what? The ironic thing is I usually like and have liked low-scoring games. But if I don't watch the Dodger game, I swear to you, I'm switching to the A's game.
Yeah, because the overs are good bet in Sacramento.
I'm looking for Rooker and the big Amish.
That ball club, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. That could be an exciting ball club come 2028-29 in Las Vegas. I mean, these guys, there's some young kids on that team, Jacob Wilson. I mean, they're exciting to watch.
Now, the question is, again, under Fisher, do you think they'll deal these guys away? Do you think he'll actually pay them when their 4 years are up?
Between him and the guy that owns the Pirates, yeah, I just don't go there on me, please. I think because he's going to Vegas, he's got to step up and spend a dime, like the old cigar commercial. Hey, big spender, step up and spend.
There's kind of an adage, if you don't spend the money, you're not going to get good players. Even if you spend the money, like the Rays,
you might not get them.
You're not going to be able to do it if you don't spend the money. I mean, that's just, there's no alternative if you want to win.
All right. Later, Dan Schlossberg. We'll now take a break, come back with Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia, and we'll talk to Art about what medicinal products he might be taking this evening, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. And, of course, Art's source at 128 years of age. Hey, by the way, Art's birthday was last week. Laura's birthday is coming up. Art, did you celebrate your birthday last week?
I sure did. I absolutely did. I went like 6 months without a donut, you guys. And we have a place here called Maple Donuts. And I love maple, you know, the old Long Johns. And I stopped off after I played in a golf tournament and I got myself a couple of donuts and I had one right away. And I thought to myself, boy, I have to wait till next year to have another donut. This is rough stuff.
Is yours September 11th or September 12th? What is it?
Yeah, 9/11. They really did a great job for my birthday. Now this year again, you know, they tried to mess it up again, but you know, I don't know what to tell you, Fred. I feel bad because, I mean, you know, what happened to this country 24 years ago and now we're going through it all again. And, you know, I just want peace. I want everybody to get along and try to make it the best we can. And what are you going to do,
man? I was not, as you can imagine, a George Bush fan. But mm-hmm. I got to tell you, he handled 9/11. I mean, forgetting about the war.
When he had his arm around those guys, and yeah, I agree with you.
How he handled that, and I'm definitely not a fan of Rudy Giuliani, but he also did a pretty good job. And it was like we were united as a country in a way that I don't think we've been since.
I agree.
You know, and it's really a shame. But
Laura, your birthday's next week, the 25th. Are you celebrating?
You know, I love birthdays. Birthdays are the only day that's your day, right? I mean, you obviously share it with people, but in your immediate circle, it's your day. And I love birthdays. I love celebrating birthdays. As you know, I had a big party last year to which you were invited, Mr. Wallen, but didn't show up. But yeah, I love birthdays.
He's like Greta Garbo now. It's hard to get him out of the mansion.
No, you don't. Let me explain. I could be living in Culver City, California.
There is Uber.
Horrible mistake. I sold the house. We live 45 miles from Laura in Venice, California. We have a little doggy that we take care of, so it's hard for us to not take him and leave him for a long period of time. So that's the only reason, because I love going to Laura's parties. I know she's had Super Bowl parties. We've gone a couple of times, and they certainly were fun. But let's talk Laura, as a birthday present, let's play some Barron Sports trivia right after we ask Art. Art, what are you taking this evening so you can answer these questions correctly?
Well, this is the one that keeps me up at night. It's called CBD Pure Hemp Oil Capsules, and they're pretty wild. These here, they're good stuff. But again, this is the best stuff there is. This professional formula of the Prevagen, oh, my goodness. Absolutely fabulous. It just keeps the noodle working properly.
Well, make a phone call.
I've been making a lot of phone calls. You're going to get them. You watch. I'm not going to give up. Don't worry.
All right, Laura, are you ready for your birthday present? Sports trivia, Barron Sports what? Trivia right here on Sports Overnight America.
I was very upset last week when I answered a question correctly.
All right, here we go. Robert Redford, at 89, one of the world's great actors, passed away this week. He went to high school with a baseball pitcher Hall of Famer. Who might that have been?
I know he went to high school in Santa Monica, I think. But I could be wrong.
Van Nuys.
Who did he go to high school with? Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. Same year.
And he was nasty.
Let Laura guess a little bit here.
I need a hint. You know I need hints.
Right-hander.
Oh, well, that's a hint. It's like 80%.
He was one of the Gold Dust twins.
He was known to throw high and tight.
What team did he play for?
Your favorite. Dodgers.
Dodgers?
Yeah. Come on.
Not Hershiser.
He's got to be old.
Did Hershiser make the Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
This guy definitely did. Passed away in 1993.
Yeah.
Never forget that day.
Oh, God, I know this. I should know this. I can't. Yeah, it's drawing a blank.
War number 53.
Don Drysdale.
There you go.
Jerry, see how easy that was, Laura?
I knew the number. Wow.
Isn't that amazing that they went to high school together? Van Nuys High School. Yeah.
All right, Art, your turn. Mr. Schwarber has been dominating that little baseball and more than 50 home runs as we speak. Who's the only other Phillies player to hit more than 50 home runs?
Yeah, I know you're going to get me because Schmidt never hit 50 here. My
first guess would have been Michael.
Michael Jack Schmidt, but yeah. I know he never hit 50. I'm going to go with Jimmy the X-Man Fox.
Jimmy Fox, of course, Joe Dugan in League of Their Own. No, let me give you a hint. Played his entire career with the Phillies, 13 or 14 years. He retired, I think, in like 2018. Did not make the Hall of Fame. Has three.
Howard, first baseman.
Ryan Howard, congratulations.
Yeah, 56 home runs. That slips by me all the time. And, I mean, he was a legitimate Stargell-esque McCovey kind of big left-handed power hitter. Yeah.
All right, Laura, you get another chance here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You remember Davey Lopes for the Dodgers?
I remember Davey Lopes.
All right, fine second baseman. He was picked in the second round by the Dodgers. But he was drafted the year before by someone else. He decided not to sign with them. Instead, he did sign with the Dodgers second round pick that he was. Which major league club might have drafted Davey Lopes?
I have no clue.
Well, let's think about this. Who are the Dodgers' biggest rival?
The Giants.
You had it all the way. Come on. You give yourself a break. The San Francisco Giants drafted in the year before. What do you remember about Davey Lopes?
He was a good hitter, played second base.
I think part of one of the great infields in Major League Baseball history, when you go from Say to Russell to Lopes and Garvey.
That
was a great era.
Yeah.
And he was a good manager, too, I thought.
Yeah, I thought, Davey Lopes was the answer.
Better than David Roberts.
All right, here we go.
I like Dave Roberts.
I could manage that team. All right, guys, let's go. Hey.
All right, Artie, you ready? Bryce Harper for the Phillies. Of course, out of Las Vegas. Fine player. Hall of Famer, I believe. What position did he begin in high school and junior college? What position was he?
I want to say he was a catcher.
Catcher? Why do you say catcher?
Doesn't he
run too well to be a catcher?
Well, I remember Chris Bryant talking about their travel team, and that was one of the reasons why they moved out of being a catcher, because they wanted him to have longevity. And but I think that's what it is.
All right, Art thinks a catcher. Laura, was he a catcher or some other position?
I think he was a catcher.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm piggybacking off of Art.
he was a catcher. Yes, he was. Congratulations. All right, this is the question for the day, for the night on Sports Overnight America. You have Bryce Harper, a catcher from Las Vegas. You got Mike Trout, an outfielder from New Jersey. They're both going to retire in 5 years or whatever the case might be, or 3 years or 4 years, whatever.
Whenever their contracts run out.
who makes the Hall of Fame first? Bryce Harper or Mike Trout? Let's say they retire the same year. Who makes the Hall of Fame first?
Wow.
That's Bart,
take a stand here.
You know, Mike Trout had 10 unbelievable years. You know, I mean, he was 3-time MVP, I believe. I would have to go right now with Mike Trout. I think the writers love him. That's just my guess.
Laura, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, who makes the Hall of Fame first if they retire at the same time?
I'm going to disagree with my pal over here because I think it's Bryce Harper. And you know why? Because he played on better teams. And I think he's a more, I think there's an issue there with a player that makes a team better. And Mike Trout didn't play on such great
Neither
teams.
Of them has won a world championship, though. Am I right?
Neither one of them has won a world championship.
Right. That's right. So, I mean, I think that Harper has a better chance to accomplish that goal than Trout with the Angels. I mean, let's get real here.
Well, yeah, for sure.
All right, in 30 seconds, guys and gal, Angels have not made the playoffs in 10 years. How many centuries until they do make the playoffs? Laura?
I don't know. I think they're ever going to make the playoffs.
Art, do you have any thought that will they ever make the playoffs?
Until Artie Moreno decides that he's going to put a bunch of money into the farm system, they're going to languish where they are right now.
I mean, look at that bonehead decision they made with Ohtani. I mean, Ohtani was never going to stay there. So what do? They let him play.
They could have got 6 or 7 great players from him 2 years ago.
Yeah, and they got nothing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with something. Dan Schlossberg, one of the sharpest baseball minds you're ever going to find. We'll talk to Dan, and we'll talk to you by emailing us at sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America and almost playoff time in Major League Baseball. And nobody knows more baseball than Dan Schlossberg. He's written like 40 baseball books. And Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. Great to be here.
You know, before we start talking about the new baseball Bible again, which you can pick up anywhere, Amazon.com, and of course, folks, anything and everything in sports there, I want to go back to your early 2025 book that you edited, Here's the Pitch 2025. You know, when you read, sometimes you miss something. Well, I read it again, and I noticed that Jackie Robinson only received 77% of the vote for a Hall of Fame. Now, in your opinion, and it's got to be just an opinion, how many of those 23% was racially oriented, and what other reason could they have for not putting Robinson in the Hall of Fame?
Well, a lot of guys won't vote for anybody the first time they come up, as you know by what happened last year with Ichiro. Ichiro missed by one vote. Derek Jeter missed by one vote. How could Ichiro miss by one vote? And how could Hank Aaron miss by 9 votes? Willie Mays by 23. You know, on each Hall of Fame ballot, there are 10 spaces. That means that 23 writers left Willie Mays off their ballot all 10 spots. That's impossible.
Now, do you think that was a personal affront? Is that like writers who don't like players? Because I've heard of that over the decades. Or certain guys just don't get along, Dan. And I mean, like Ichiro said, you know, he's not coming to dinner with me, the guy that didn't vote for him. I thought that was pretty cute, you know. But I've always wondered about the personality part of that whole process.
It is part of it. I mean, look at Jim Rice. Jim Rice was widely disliked. And Barry Bonds, you know, a lot of guys didn't vote for Barry Bonds, not because of steroids. They didn't like his personality. He was not nice to the media people.
He was a bit prickly. There's no doubt about that.
But the racism is a big part of it. Racism is still in baseball. It's obvious. Look how few black managers and general managers we've had.
Dan, let me throw you one more question about the racial issue. Putting the old Negro League stats fine from one perspective, it's opened things up. But B, I think it also has screwed things up because that numbers and records so important for baseball. Were you positive? Were you in favor of the old Negro League records being put into the Major League records?
No, I thought it was a terrible idea, Fred. The Negro League's exploits are all over the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they have been. But they're rewarded by having plaques in the Hall of Fame. You do not need to combine stats that are really irrelevant, because most of these stats occurred in exhibition games and they were poorly recorded also. You cannot compare those stats with major league stats that were diligently compiled. It just doesn't work. I mean, Satchel Paige said he pitched something like 100 no-hitters, but if you look at the official stats, what did he have, 20 maybe? So it doesn't fit.
Art, you're 128 years of age, so... You're on with Dan Schlossberg, who's only 125. Go ahead.
Well, I know Dan's looking forward to spring training already with that background, and I'm kind of falling in love with it myself. But one of the questions I wanted to talk to him about was just how tough a season that the Atlanta Braves had. I mean, a lot of us who saw the National League East in the very beginning, we saw the Braves, the Mets, and we saw the Phillies, who wind up winning the division, you know, as the teams to beat, and then the injuries started to mount. much like the Dodgers pitching the last 2 years, except this was the entire team. So, Dan, they still have tons of talent there. Riley at third, Acuna. You know, you've got all the players. You've got the first baseman that bombs home runs in Olsen. You've got some great pitchers to start the staff. How do the Braves come back and get everything back together for next year?
Well, it's really a matter of being healthy again. It was not just – I mean, every team has injuries already, but the Braves had injuries that kept guys out for 2 months. Look at Chris Sale. He fell, and he's so thin he has no fat to protect himself, and he broke his rib cage. He was out for 2 months. I mean, Strider came back late. He wasn't ready from his surgically repaired left elbow. It wasn't Tommy John surgery. A.J. Smith-Shawver had Tommy John surgery. You know, go right down the line. Spencer Schwellenbach, a great young pitcher. He's out too. He broke his elbow. So, I mean, one thing after another, and these were serious injuries. If these guys come back, they're going to have too many starters next spring. In fact, you're talking about Ronaldo Lopez. What are they going to do with him? Is he going to start? Is he going to relieve? He's allegedly healthy again. So the starting pitching won't be a problem. The bullpen could be, especially if Iglesias leaves, because he had a great second half. He was the reliever of the month in the National League for August. 10 for 10 in saves.
Wow. Laura Snoke, one of the world's big Dodger fans. You're on with Dan Schlossberg.
I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier with respect to the statistics and the Negro Leagues. And, you know, I think that the problem with this country and race is that, unlike Germany with the Holocaust, unlike South Africa with apartheid, this country's never really come. There's never been a reckoning of our past treatment of Black people, including the founding of the country based on slavery. And in our founding documents, in our constitution. So the fact that we don't have this reckoning, it's like we have these sort of, I don't know if you want to call them ridiculous, but sort of like, oh, we'll name the tennis center after Arthur Ashe. Like, that'll get us off the hook. Or, you know, we'll insert the Negro League stats into Major League Baseball, and that'll get us off the hook. But it doesn't work that way. And I think until there is a reckoning, and I don't think there's going to be soon, unfortunately, because I think personally the recent political events have shown that there is a strong undercurrent of racism in this country that never went away. It's probably about 20%, maybe 15 to 20%. It's not 50%, thank God, but it's still pretty strong. And it's about 80% of the MAGA movement. So
now, Laura, let me ask you a question. And a straight up question. And Dan, you can get in on this too. Okay, does that have to do with education? Because anybody that knows, and I mean, I grew up playing football for the University of Southern California, and of our 85-man roster, I was probably one of 8 or 9 white guys, honest to God. And I got along great with the Black guys, and I was raised around the world. You know, I had Black families who took care of me while my dad went off and had to do his thing. And I got to tell you, I was always raised that human beings are human beings. Where in our educational system do these 20% of people come from, you guys?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I didn't have that kind of bringing up. I had racism was like a four-letter word in my house. And we could say four-letter words before we could say the N-word. I mean, I would get exiled from my family if I ever said that. But I think education is a huge part of it. And I think, you know, what we're seeing now with this purging of any reference to slavery in our museums and in our national parks, including the museum that is based on, you know, slavery, they're taking it out, you know, because it doesn't reflect the greatness of America. Well, you know what? There's nothing's perfect. Somebody said, you know, only God is perfect. We just strive to be pretty good. So, you know,
I think baseball's done a pretty good job of it.
Sports in general does a good job.
Trying to return. Because I remember George Hendrick was saying once, this is about 15, 20 years ago, that the inner city kids weren't turning to baseball anymore. And that was going to be a real problem because we were losing some great athletes to football and basketball. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest, the Lou Bronx, you know, the Barry Bonds, I mean, they're incredible athletes. And, you know, for a while there, baseball wasn't getting them, Dan.
Well, it's true. Well, Hank Aaron told me when I did the Hank Aaron book last year, he told me that he wanted to be a manager or a general manager or even commissioner of baseball, and they wouldn't give him a chance at all. Eventually, his brother Tommy did become a minor league manager, and had he not died of leukemia at age 45, he probably would have been the first Black major league manager.
Talking to Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And of course, you want to go back 6 months. Here's the pitch, 2025, selected and edited by Dan Schlossberg and forward by Jim Kott. And very interesting, both books. Let me ask you something about racism and whatever. I've seen 42 about 10 times. Ben Chapman, folks, was the Phillies manager who was a racist every time Jackie came to the plate. He called him a name, this and that. They exaggerated, but he did call him some names. Then they have a press conference because Ben Chapman was forced to have the press conference because his owner said, "You're screwing around with our organization. We can't have that." So he had a press conference and he said, "Hey, listen, we're not anti-Black or this and that." He didn't use the word Black, of course. And when Joe DiMaggio comes to the plate, we call him the WAP. Well, last time I checked, way back in the 40s, the Phillies were in the National League, and the Phillies were in the National League. And
when did DiMaggio come to the plate?
when does DiMaggio as a Yankee come to the plate? In spring training, you start calling them names. Maybe you have some comments about Dan and think you have to have somebody, and I'm sure they had somebody there, a baseball expert. But how can something like that pass and get on the screen? I'd like to know.
I'm glad you mentioned the movie 42, Fred, because something was omitted that really should have been included, a very important aspect of Jackie Robinson's success. When he was a rookie in 1947, Hank Greenberg was playing first base for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
He was only there for 1 year. The first time Jackie got on first base and met Hank Greenberg, Hank said, "I went through the same prejudice you're going through, Jackie. I'm going to help you." That was very important to Jackie's success. It was left out of the movie 42. I think that was an anti-Semitic thing that Pete Smith did. He was the advisor.
Okay, it was 2014. So there's anti-Semitism in this country still?
Just a little.
Art, 128 years of age. You're on to Dan Schlossberg.
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is we've got some great pennant races coming down. You know, baseball is playing around with the wild card. For I think a couple of years ago, we had an extra wild card, one more than they're going to have this year. As you look at it, the teams that are fighting for the seventh spot, I mean, it's keeping it alive. I mean, you got Cleveland Indians coming out of nowhere in the American League. You've got the Mets trying to get back in the hunt again in the National League. I mean, your thoughts on wild card baseball, and then we're going to go to the next step, which is the three-game series as opposed to a five- or seven-game series.
The wild card is simply a money grab by Major League Baseball, and it's because of the runaway salaries. Teams have to meet their payrolls. That is the only reason we have a wild card. It's a disgrace to baseball. The best teams do not reach the World Series as in 2023, when you had two wild cards in the World Series, with the Texas Rangers being one of them, and I don't remember the National League team that year, but it was a wild card winner.
Phillies. And
therefore, you did not have a championship team in the World Series. That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Dan Schlossberg, you're waiting for spring training. Let me ask you one quick question in about 35 seconds. I play fantasy every day. You're Michael Harris of the Braves, is somebody I play every day, but he's inconsistent. You know, 2-3 years ago, he was top notch every day on every streak and this and that. But now he's up and down. Do you think he's as good as I think he can be, or do you think he's just average? Your thoughts, Dan, in 30 seconds.
Offensively, he's a gold glover. Offensively, he swings wildly. He doesn't know the strike zone. He needs to be disciplined at the plate, and he might be traded this winter.
Really?
So him and Ozuna could be gone, huh?
Ozuna's a free agent. Harris is not. In fact, Harris is a native of Atlanta.
Wow. I hope he's not traded. Hey, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America, and we'll do this all the time. Thank you very much, Dan.
Great, if you want to invite us over, if you want to invite us over for a walk on the beach, we're all ready to go.
Okay, Artie, I'm ready.
thank you, Danny. All right, we're back to Laura with Art and Fred. More on Sports Overnight America. Right.
Hey,
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Dan Schlossberg. The new baseball Bible, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Also, here's the pitch, 2025. Some interesting info. Dan Schlossberg edited and selected it and forwarded by Jim Cott. Here's the pitch, 2025, and the new baseball Bible, which has got everything about anything in the wonderful world of baseball. Let's switch to football. Monday night should be a big game on ESPN. The Lions coming off a 5-touchdown passing day for Jared Goff against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens about a 6-point favorite. I'm going to tell you up front, I think I'm going to take Detroit in the points. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams, who do you like?
I just think the Lions finally woke up. They've been, you know, a little bit sleepy on the Serengeti there while they're replacing their offensive and defensive coordinators. But, I mean, I think this is going to be a fantastic football game. I mean, you've got, in my opinion, a very, very physical Detroit Lions team against a team that is Lamar. I mean, Lamar's Lamar, and they're great. And you know, my only question is Baltimore's a bit beat up right now. So I'm going to go with you on that, Fred. I'm going to take the 6 points and take the Lions on the road in the crab cooker.
So, Laura, you've been known to wager now and then. I don't know if you wager on football, but would you take the 6 or give the 6 Detroit at Baltimore?
No, I think Baltimore's going to win the game. I think they're at home, right? Lamar Jackson is incredible. They're such an entertaining team. I mean, they are probably, in my view, just one of the most fun teams just to watch. And
yeah, you never know what he's going
to
do.
I love watching them. Yeah, I mean, they're just fantastic to watch.
And Derrick Henry is a load to try to break down. I mean, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think they almost won that game against the Bills. I mean, that went right down to the wire. So, yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore on that one.
Now, would you change your mind if I told you Mark Mancini likes Baltimore?
I'd have to think about that one.
You know, the interesting thing, that was a 41-40 loss for the Ravens against the Bills, right? That was the first time in the NFL history that score ended that way, 41-40.
I thought that was fantastic. When you think of all the thousands and thousands of games in 105 years of the NFL.
That was an incredible game.
All right, for Laura, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night for more of Sports Overnight America.